Radio 1180. WHAM. Proudly Rochester.
Sound Bites. This is America's longest running computer show. Call the show now. 222-1180. The Choice One toll free line. 1-800-295-1180. Or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America. DC. It is Saturday, the 29th of November, Anno Domini 2003, and you lucky people, you're listening to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Schaller on the board.
And we'll be bringing you news, views, stuff you can use, all kinds of things in between. We're going to start with the news, and I think we might as well start with Dave.
You don't want me to read this new paperwork?
No.
Do you want me to go over that?
No. We don't have time to go over that.
Oh, really? This is something else. Well, for all you folks out there, and whether you've been living under a rock or not, but it's getting close to Christmas. What we're down to?
It's beginning to look a lot.
Especially this morning.
Yeah, 24 days. Yeah, that was a shocker. Having all that rain last night and yesterday, literally got my butt soaked. Well, you were doing the show yesterday. I'm listening,
right,
thinking, you know, I would much rather be sitting in a dry studio.
Because you're moving your shop to a new place.
We Monday morning, we open our shop doors at 70 Empire Boulevard. It's just off of 590, 6/10 of a mile up the road there on heading west. Big blue house with a red door. I don't have to sign in that up yet. I'm still, you know, it's easy to move.
Right.
Now it's a matter of setting everything up. But, yeah, yesterday you did a great job on the show.
Thank you very much. Yesterday I did the midday show. I sat in on the midday show. It was interestingly different. It was fun.
Meanwhile, it was pouring. And I had one of these U-Haul trucks. And it had one of those extension cables at the top.
Oh, yeah.
The drainage on it was very poor.
Yeah.
Every time I got out of the truck, this trickle, a stream of water comes running down. And at one point, I slipped, I stopped, and the water was literally running down my neck. I'm thinking, no, I would rather be sitting there with Nick in a nice warm studio talking to you folks.
But it was the rain yesterday was apocalyptic at times, wasn't it?
One car literally was going through, I don't know where they thought they were. You could see this big, literally, pond of water. And they tried streaming through it. He got halfway through and then stopped. And I ain't going to help you because I don't have my waders on. I'm not going to
do
that. But anyways, everybody was out there and they had some fantastic deals on all kinds of peripherals and everything else. One of the hot things right now is more or less competition for the iPod. There are a number of companies that are coming out and giving you more selections as far as in diversity. Relative to the iPod models, you know, offering not only just being able to upload your songs and everything else that you've downloaded legally, of course, but to be able to also listen to AM/FM radio. So it's kind of doing a dual purpose. And you can get them in different models with various hard drive sizes in them. So the iPod isn't the only boy on the block, and they're expecting those to be a hot selling item for this Christmas season.
Sounds very exciting.
As a matter of fact, I think next week I'm going to start coming up, you know, maybe each week we'll start coming up with other goodies that you might want to come up with. We could do another small segment beyond the news of things, you know, to look out for Christmas.
For Christmas, nice idea.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Steve?
Well, a lot of non-events this week, I guess. There wasn't any major news out this week.
Yep. No, just the past couple of weeks. You got to admit, Mac has been a little slow. Evidently, they must be building towards something.
Well, that's one of the rumors is going along with what you had said. There's a lot of rumors about a 5-gig iPod coming back. Apple's first iPod model was 5 gigs at $499. Mm-hmm. So then there's rumors about coming back with a Christmas edition 5-gig model for maybe $199, or one of the rumors was $99, but that's a little hard to believe. That's a little too cheap.
I'd jump in at $99.
Yeah, it's what's interesting is that Apple's been publishing some sales numbers in that iTunes Music Store, now available for Windows also, is outselling the Napster Music Store by 5-1. So apparently that most of the Windows users are now liking the per-song fee of of iTunes rather than the subscription fee that Napster charges.
Right.
And there's been a lot of talk in the press is that Apple should also release a version of iPhoto for Windows. iPhoto is the Mac program for organizing and cataloging your still photos from your digital camera, and it also allows some basic editing features and building slideshows. One thing that we've been seeing a lot of people doing is making internet slideshows. So you can make a slideshow, publish it to the internet. Someone else can subscribe to it. For example, the grandparents can see the new pictures of the grandchildren all the time. So every time you update your slideshow, their slideshow changes on their machine. So there's several of the PC magazines are saying that Apple should make iPhotos for Windows because of the how well iTunes has been received. The Windows users need something written that well also.
Yeah, yes, we do.
And Jobs was saying that when he released iTunes, it's the best Windows program written ever.
Yeah.
What? Another item that happened. Did you hear about the Bluetooth? They got a new phrase.
Yeah, bluejacking.
Bluejacking.
We talked about it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it's getting even more serious. A few folks have run up some charges evidently.
Yeah, and also there are new viruses, real viruses coming out for cell phones now. 3G machines and text messaging machines. Actually, they go back all the way to 2001, where a bunch of phones in Japan started calling 110, which is their 911 equivalent, the equivalent to 911. And there's like 13 million vulnerable phones in Japan alone. Yeah.
And speaking of Japan, Apple, the big news this week is that Apple opened a new store in the Ginza, which is like Fifth Avenue in New York.
I love their knives.
That's Ginzu.
Sorry.
This is Ginza. It's the biggest shopping center in Tokyo. Apple opened this three-story Apple store, and it's just amazing from the architecture and the pictures. And they're planning to open a store in Osaka next year. So it's the first time Apple has started opening official Apple stores outside the U.S. And we're actually, we have a lot of Canadian listeners and people posting on the bulletin boards that are anxiously awaiting an Apple store in Canada. And especially the iTunes Music Store in Canada.
Yeah.
Right now it's only available in the U.S. because of the legal agreements that Apple signed with the music companies.
Right. Well, for you Windows folks, there are 7 new security holes in Internet Explorer.
Yesterday alone.
Yesterday. No, today, actually. 7 new security holes in Internet Explorer. This kind of bothers me a little bit. I have to say that. I have to be honest about this. They were discovered by a researcher in China, and this researcher posted them to the net, but did not tell Microsoft ahead of time. Now, I don't really care how much you hate Microsoft. That's your business. Do what you want. But it's only fair to the people who use Internet Explorer to give Microsoft the opportunity to fix the holes before telling everybody there are holes in here and how they work. I just think that's low class, and I just felt the need to say that.
And there was also a posting, the guy that broke the DVD encoding format to let you illegally copy DVDs.
DVD John.
Posted a crack for the Apple QuickTime AAC encoding, the new system that Dolby developed, advanced audio coding, has digital rights management in it. And that's how Apple controls, you can only copy new music to 3 computers.
Right.
And a guy has started, the same guy has started posting codes on how to break that encoding as well.
It's an interesting world we live in. One thing before we move on, last week I completely forgot to do this and I apologize. We're going to...
we ran short last week.
Well, yeah. But we have a trivia contest this week. Every week we have a trivia contest. And this week's prize is a full copy of Star Office version 7 from Sun Microsystems. It includes the Windows, Linux, and Solaris versions of Star Office on one CD. It runs on dang near any Windows machine you've got, any Linux box you've got. And I believe any Solaris box you might happen to have hanging around. Well, no, it needs to be a Spark, I guess. But it requires only 64 meg of RAM, about 250 megabytes of hard disk space. You do need to have Java installed. 800 by 600 resolution or higher, runs a 98, even NT,
no,
with Service Pack 6 or higher, 2000 XP. It's a full-blown office system. It includes a word processor, a spreadsheet, a presentation package like PowerPoint, graphics, a web developing software, HTML coding, rather, not full web development.
Also being able to do PDF files.
One of the two nice things about it is that if you have a document, you can just say export to PDF, and poof, it's a PDF document. And for your presentations, in their Impress, I don't know how they pronounce it, software, if you say export, you can export it as a Flash document and just put your presentation right up on the web. It's very nifty, and we're giving it a copy away. It's a $70-odd value, and we're giving it away. All you have to do is correctly answer the trivia question and then come here to the fabulous Wham! Studios. High atop the Euclid Tower in the corner of Midtown Plaza between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. every working weekday. And you can pick up your free copy if you are the winner. And our question is, this is an easy one. I'm making them easy this week. We all talk about booting our PCs. Where does that term come from? Okay.
All right.
And we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Shellard, me, Nick Francesco, all of you on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hey, everybody. It's Wham's Health and Fitness reporter Liz Bonus, and we want to invite you to pick up your free copy of our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter. If the summer wait isn't gone, the perfect time for pickup is the fall.
The Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, brought to you by Robert Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printers, available at Unity Health Systems Women's Health Services at Park Ridge Hospital, at Agape Physical Therapy in the Webster Sports Arena, Publishers Parkway, at Fonte Healthcare Solutions, 1165 Portland Avenue,
and bag, sweater, and more. A few exclusions apply, but you can still save 20% on thousands of items. Dick's has a big selection of golf balls that are buy one box, get one free with coupon. There's a coupon that saves you $200 on one of Dick's best-selling treadmills. Save big on table games like turbo hockey and table soccer. And clip the coupon and save an extra $10 on any pair of boots or athletic footwear priced $59 or more. So don't miss your chance to keep shopping and saving at Dick's Sporting Goods with great Saturday-only specials starting at 7 a.m. And remember, every season starts at Dick's.
They never wince when they open a gift. They never fake excitement about a sweater from Grandma. They never ask, hey, did you keep the receipt? They just look up at you with those big eyes that always seem to say, thanks for caring about me. When you give a gift to your pet, they're always grateful. And that's exactly why you should get them something special from the PetSmart Holiday Village. After all, PetSmart has more than 1,000 exclusive gifts for pets and the people who love them. Happy holidays to pets and their parents everywhere. From PetSmart.
It's Christmas in November at the Red Osier Landmark Restaurant. Throughout November, with each $50 Red Osier Landmark gift certificate you order, you'll receive free a $20 Red Osier Landmark gift certificate, redeemable in January, February, or March 2004. Certain restrictions apply. What a great gift. Order a $50 Red Osier dinner certificate and receive a $20 gift certificate free. Call the Red Osier today to place your Christmas order toll-free, 1-888-343-6972 or redosier.com. Look for Red Osier Oven Roasted Beef at your favorite deli.
3-day special at Auto Zone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only. Get wiper blades starting at just $199 each. That's up to 40% off. Limit 2 this weekend only at AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Wham's Brad Davies, and I've got scores and highlights of your favorite teams on the Wham Morning News and 3 hours of sports talk up the dial on Hot Chalk 1280 WHTK.
They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Scheller on the board.
And this is Sound Bites. We're going to go to the calls in a second, but I want to remind you about, and I want to thank again the folks at Serverware Corporation for giving us these Star Office 7 giveaways. Very, very nice of them. Very nifty products. I use Star Office pretty regularly. It's a nice little product. So we're going to go to the phones now
And our first caller is David, calling all the way from Pennsylvania. How's the weather down there, David?
It is beautiful down here, guys. Greetings from the Twin Tiers of New York and Pennsylvania.
There you go.
You got snow?
Oh, just a tiny little bit.
You want some?
Most of it falls out of the sky up around where you are before the air gets down here.
Yeah, we're coming to visit you now.
Okay. Hey, guys, about a week ago, I was so pleased. I bought a Seagate tape drive. It's an external SCSI BDS2 tape drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't know a lot about it when I bought it, and I just loved the darn thing. Brand new unit. I brought it home. I had kind of a heck of a time with it at first. I had some SCSI termination problems, which have been solved.
SCSI. You didn't sacrifice enough chickens.
Yeah. But the difficulty that I'm having, the software for this unit is in Microsoft Backup. That particular program.
Okay, go ahead.
Actually, Backup isn't too bad.
It's restored.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Yeah,
Microsoft Backup was actually written by Seagate, and I have a Seagate drive. So that program was in Windows 95, and then they upgraded the program and put it into Windows 98 and 98 SE. And I'm running with Windows ME, and unfortunately I'm running, well, the real problem is that I'm running
an operating system that doesn't work.
I'm actually running with an OEM version of Windows ME, and the Microsoft Backup program, typical of Microsoft, they allowed Windows ME to be sold, and this is my opinion. They allowed it to be sold in different...
They allowed it to be sold. That's the problem
right
there.
Okay. They allowed it to be sold in different versions. And if you bought the retail or the home version, that includes Microsoft Backup. And people with tape drives like mine have zero problems. This does work well. I don't even have the program. I'm not about to give Microsoft more money to rebuy Windows ME. That would kind of not make a lot of sense. I was wondering if you guys had a suggestion... of another freely available program for home use, because I'm using this thing, as a home user. I'm not a business user.
What type of machine do you have, David?
What type of...
Yeah, is it a Pentium 3, 4?
Guys, I'm actually running... not quite running that fast. I'm running an AMD K6 3 Plus.
Okay. Because if it was a little bit faster machine, I would have suggested upgrading to Windows XP.
I really don't want to do that.
But, the problem is, and this is why I get off on ME so much, is one, it was never really supported, and each version was a little different, and they were trying to do a fix-to-fix on an operating system that even most vendors didn't even write any drivers for.
Okay, guys, please forgive me. I didn't explain this well. The problem is not with Windows ME. The problem is with the particular version of Windows ME that I have. If I had a what they call a home or retail version, I wouldn't even be calling you because Windows Backup, Microsoft Backup is supported as well within that version as it is within Windows 98 SE.
But this tape drive didn't come with any backup software?
No, because you see, as far as Seagate is concerned, it's in Windows. And it really is. I'm not even sure, by the way, that the program that I need is in Windows XP. I mean,
every tape drive I've ever seen has come with software. It's usually Seagate Backup Exec.
I didn't get software with this one. But as I say, it's in Windows 95. It's in Windows 98.
In fact, you can download the Windows 95 backup program where you download the whole CD Extras suite. And one of the things that you can get is backup. But I don't know that that's going to actually work.
Well, I see. I have
the big backup programs are Backup Exec, now from Veritas. Seagate sold it to Veritas.
Okay.
Cheyenne's ArcServe. They all have personal versions. They're generally intended for large corporate networks.
Okay.
But they have personal versions available. And Retrospect from Dance.
Okay, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, that because see, you trying to find another version, like you said, to go from an OEM to say a commercial or that type of version of ME to get to that backup program, you're not going to find it. One, it's not on the shelves anymore.
Oh, you're right. I mean, it's
yeah, it's been gone. As a matter of fact, Windows 98 98 second edition outlasted ME on the shelf.
Yeah, I have an older computer here with the second edition in it, and that's what I was using to test the drive, and of course it works just great under 98SE.
One of the primary problems with ME is not everyone wrote drivers for it.
Right, and here's another thing though, Dave, is are those two machines networked?
No, they're not.
See, there might be a cheaper solution for you. If you put the tape drive, on this other machine, the 98,
mm-hmm.
and then you turn around and network them, because network cards, heck, you can get those network cards for $15.
I'm with you. Hey, guys, can I hit you with an unrelated question?
Well, let me just finish this one, though. Then you can network them and then back up as many different files across your network to that tape drive.
Downtown Hotel and enjoy a 3-course meal. And now you can also go see an NBA basketball game or get a gift voucher for designer fashions at Roots. It's all part of our Time for a Little Toronto getaway package. There really isn't a better time to visit. To book, go to timefortoronto.com or call 1-800-461-3333. Conditions apply. Rooms based on double occupancy.
The following conversation is real. It took place on August 9th, 2003, between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber.
OnStar Center, this is Wanda. I have locked my keys in my car.
I'll be more than happy to assist you.
Thank you. Now, do you know your account number?
I have no idea. Everything is locked inside my car.
All right, can I have your home number area code first?
843.
If you lock your keys in your car, OnStar can attempt to unlock your doors by remote.
You said you're at the gas station, so you're in an open location. This shouldn't be a problem.
Actually, it's under one of those gas pump sheds.
Okay.
Many Buick vehicles are among the 51 GM models available with OnStar. To learn more, visit your Buick dealer or Buick.com.
Yeah, to call you back from OnStar, I want to let you know your vehicle's unlocked.
I'm already in my car.
I could not wait.
I had to come out and stand by the car, and I heard the lock pop open, and I said, hallelujah. Thank you so much. You saved my life.
Well, I'm glad everything worked out well.
Okay, ma'am.
OnStar. Always there. Always ready.
Million Dollar Christmas. Brought to you by Kohl's Department Stores. Visit us online at Kohl's.com. Kohl's. Give happy. Get happy.
Wham's Rush Limbaugh.
Not only do I know I'm right,
I love hearing myself say it.
Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays 2 till 5 on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
You know, he's right every week. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Frank Schiller, running the board.
Yes, he is. And we're back with Soundbites. And we're going to go right back to the phones. And we're going to talk to Lynn all the way from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Lynn. What's your question?
Hi, thank you. I'm on Windows 98. I had it since 1998. I'm a senior citizen. I'm self-taught and technically challenged. About 3 months ago, discovered that I can no longer run a defrag. It just won't work.
Have you tried running it, Lynn, in safe mode?
No.
That's a common problem with Windows 98. Both the defrag and the scan disk, if you were to reboot the machine,
right.
Shut it down, reboot, as it's starting up, if you keep hitting the F8 key,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get a menu.
Right.
And one of the options is safe mode.
Right.
Now, when you go into safe mode, everything will look a lot bigger.
Yeah, I've been there before.
Yeah, okay, haven't we all? And what you want to do is go into in safe mode, run your defrag and scan disk from there, and I guarantee you it won't time out. What happens is if things are running down the taskbar,
Things running in the background that don't show in your
taskbar. Right, TSRs. They keep trying to start or check things, and that interrupts the defrag and scan disk.
What sort of things would be running in the background? Because I, my knowledge, don't have anything running in the background.
literally anything Windows, just okay. Windows itself. You know, doing other tasks, checking the swap files, okay. moving things in and out and everything else.
Some of the obvious things would be like your antivirus software.
If you've even got, say, Winamp or Real Player, any of those.
Oh, okay. All right. I do have Real Player.
Yeah, any of those, you know, are constantly looking, you know, and checking if okay. you need to be run. Need to be run.
Okay, now I can do a scan disk with no problem. I can do a disk cleanup, scan mm-hmm. disk, and a tune-up.
Yeah, like I say, for the fewer problems, we've always told folks over the past few years just to go ahead and do it in safe mode, less headache, runs faster.
How much free disk space do you have?
I'd have to look that up.
It may be...
Lots. No, I've got lots. Okay. I know that.
Because what defrag does is rearrange all the files
right.
on your
I
disk.
I know that.
And if you don't have enough free space, it can take a really, really long time and even fail if there's not enough free space to do all that moving with.
Don't mention that bad word.
No, you should be fine now, Lynn.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate your call.
Okay, bye now.
That's an interesting problem. Microsoft has provided a program that can't be run in regular mode.
Yep.
And because of that, and that's been true since the earliest versions. And because of that, a lot of people have a problem. Of course, nowadays with NTFS, the NTFS file system, you don't really need to run defrag as often, if ever, because it's an entire different form.
Yeah,
it's a different file format.
The files don't get fragmented in the first place.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Well, actually, they're born fragmented, but it understands that and it deals with it
a lot
much
more
correctly.
Efficient.
Yeah, yeah. So, but for the older versions, defrag can still help.
You might notice a millisecond or two as it open has to scan around your hard drive looking for the file.
That's really about it, because it's really a much more efficient way of doing things. Our next caller is Karen from Naples, New York. Welcome, Karen. What's your question?
Well, one of my daughters has downloaded Lemonade Tycoon off the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've uninstalled the program, but it's left behind some spyware that's constantly running and eating up some of my RAM, and I can't get rid of it. Yeah. What do I do?
What you need to do is go to our website.
I have run the Security Tango, and it doesn't pick it up.
It doesn't?
No.
Both SpyBot and Adware?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you know there's spyware in the background?
When I hit Control-Alt-Delete, it's running. And it's in the exe file's in my download file under computers, and it says I can't delete it. It's write protected.
Do you know the name of the file that you're trying to delete?
Lemonade. I think it's lemonadetycoon.exe. I think that's it.
Well, that's too long a name. It wouldn't
is
do
it?
That.
Well, what you can do is delete the file in DOS mode.
Okay, how do I do that?
Mode. Actually, you might want to try running the SpyBot and Adware in safe mode as well.
Okay.
Some programs it cannot delete if it's running in full mode.
Okay. Did you start for the Security Tango right from the beginning and run Stinger and everything?
Yes.
Interesting.
And you did the updates both on Adware and SpyBot?
Yes.
Because, all right, then, like Steve was saying, you might want to start it up in safe mode. Do a search for that file,
mm-hmm.
because then nothing gets loaded that might start in the startup, and that'll let you actually get rid of it.
Okay.
The other thing you might want to look for, because make sure that it's not also in the startup group, and if you go to start run and type msconfig, the last tab over is all the things that get started up in Windows.
Mm-hmm.
You can scroll down that and see if that program is being loaded there also.
Okay.
Uncheck it. Because some of these programs purposely, you know, if they're going to be spyware, aren't going to, even though it'll let you delete them, they still hide elsewhere in, like, in that startup group or another place that they'll put themselves, which doesn't get looked upon that often. Is you've got to go to start, run, and type sysedit. Sysedit will let you look into your WinINI file.
Okay.
And there's two lines in there, either load or run. It'll say load equals or run equals. And sometimes from programs like spyware and that, or especially viruses, can be put in there also on older machines.
Okay. Well, my firewall picked up on it, and it is trying to send information when
sure
I connect to the Internet. But
Definitely try doing it in safe mode first before you start playing around with the other stuff. But Follow along with what Dave just told you and let us know what happens.
Okay, I'll try that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Shallard, me, Nick Francesco, all of you, Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.
This station is participating in a contest of other radio stations owned and owned by Clear Channel Broadcasting Inc. Look inside and outside of the station's listening area called More Cash. This multi-market contest airs beginning November 24th through December 19, 2003. No contest November 27th. Listen daily between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. After the contest triggers, broadcast 50th nationwide colored and 1-866-525 wins. That's 1-866-525-9467 wins. During the contest dates, you can win one of four $25,000 cash prizes, $50,000 cash prizes, $10,000 cash prizes, $5,000 cash prizes, $221,000 cash prizes. Each qualified winner also becomes a finalist in a random drawing to select one grand finalist for a chance to win additional cash prize and one $1 million annuity payable over 40 years. See complete rules for contest details and complete price description. Local contesting dates may vary and times will be announced on this station. Purchase necessary. Purchase does not increase odds of winning. Participants and winners must be legal U.S. residents at least 13 years old and reside in the participating radio station's total survey area. Winners are eligible to win only once per lifetime in the Clear Channel Radio Nationwide and/or Group Contest. Employees and immediate family members of Clear Channel Broadcasting Inc., other media companies, and their subsidiaries and affiliates are not eligible. Additional rules apply. Complete contest rules or, where required by law, a list of winners. Contact the main office of this station during regular business hours. January 2003, Clear Channel Broadcasting Inc.
I like my theater magical.
Ah, the sounds of the holiday season. Children laughing, carolers singing, gifts being wrapped.
Come back!
There's no better way to celebrate the spirit of the holiday season than with the critically acclaimed production of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, playing at Jiva Theatre Centre beginning November 28th. Taking a step back in time with its spectacular sets, Victorian costumes, and enchanting musical score, A Christmas Carol is a Rochester holiday tradition. Past production sold out quickly, so be sure to order your tickets early. Don't forget to ask about special half-price children's tickets.
At those prices, even a Scrooge can be happy.
Tickets are on sale now at the Jiva box office by calling 232-JIVA or at jivatheatre.org. A Christmas Carol is co-produced by M&T Bank, Paycheck Communications, and Service Master of Rochester. Special thanks to American Airlines. Coach has more class. A Christmas Carol, on stage from November 28th through December 28th. Jiva Theatre Centre, where you can be more playful.
It's the Rochester Christmas Classic Arts and Crafts Show at the Dome Arena in Henrietta this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. each day. Over 150 award-winning juried artists and craftsmen will offer superior American handmade crafts. Choose from special holiday decor in wood and florals. Accent your home with traditional, contemporary, or country and folk designs. Add elegance with beautiful frame prints and breathtaking original art. Choose outstanding art glass and pottery for your home for that special gift. The Christmas Classic Arts and Crafts Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dome Arena is the perfect place to start your Christmas shopping. Gift ideas abound in booths filled with jewelry, clothing, household decor, toys, and much more. All at prices and quality that will make your eyes sparkle with the season. Bring a friend and don't miss the Rochester Christmas Classic Arts and Crafts Show at the Dome Arena this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Admission is just $3.50.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Capitol Hill, Callahan Tunnel, Central Park, Buffalo Zoo,
Verizon Wireless,
New Haven Greens, DC Metro.
Verizon Wireless is working. We're America's largest, most reliable wireless network, connecting more people in more places coast to coast. And that's something you won't get from any other wireless carrier.
PA Turnpike, Fort McHenry, Midtown Tunnel, Logan.
Here's an amazing deal for the whole family. Buy one LG VX 3100 flip phone for just $19.99, and you'll get up to three more absolutely free. That's buy one, get up to three free. Each phone with new two-year agreement. Plus, now you can switch to the best and keep the number everybody knows you by. Your number, our network, it's working. Stop by Verizon Wireless today or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Verizon Wireless, we never stop working for you. Porting eligibility varies. See vzwswitch.com for details. Subject to customer agreement and calling plan. $175 early termination fee applies. Other restrictions apply. While supplies last, see store for details.
Happy holidays from Eastview Marketplace and Grease Ridge Center Malls. Remember that the malls are open today from 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. and tomorrow 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. for all your holiday shopping needs.
Start your NFL game day with Wham! It's the NFL Today, a complete preview of the day in the NFL. Sunday at 11 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
50,000 watts. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Yes, yes, here is Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Emmerich.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Greg Schaller on the board.
Aren't we just the tiniest bit nonchalant?
I'm just getting so focused on this documentation that many of us for.
Yeah, yeah, focus
and
is forward. Focus or some other effort. Anyway, this is Soundbites, and we're taking your calls. Stop it. All right, we're taking your calls.
She wouldn't like that.
No, defacing the property of Wham. We're going to take.
Read that in this article?
We're going to take another call. You know, the later it gets in the day, the more punch drunk we get. Apparently we've passed the threshold sometime about 4:30, quarter to 5.
Really? You know, like I say, I got up early this morning, went right over to the new shop, and I just sort of stood there and, damn, where do I begin?
Right.
Because it was so much easier in the other place. You know, I've been there for over 12 years.
Right.
And to get everything moved, and it's just piled. And, matter of fact, I had to go look for something. It was, matter of fact, some of the phones. I only had one out of the box, and it was like, all right, what out of all those 20-some-odd boxes, where are the phones so I don't have to run all
the
way?
Well, now, the worst thing is going to be things are going to be in different places. You're going to be reaching for something that's not there anymore.
You just get so comfortable. But
I'll have to have you come over and help us move in a few months.
I'll send one.
You have gone through it. You can advise us.
No, after this, I've got a house.
If you're charging the consultant fees, I would do that if I were you.
No, really. But I just want to remind folks that we have moved. NRPC Management is now located at 70 Empire Boulevard at 6/10 of the mile. Off of 590 heading west. We're up on top of the hill right near St. Ambrose Church.
Right across from St. Ambrose and just a...
It's a blue house with a red door, like I say, eventually...
Spit and holler down from the donut shop.
We've already had a couple clients go by, you know, and pick up some donuts, come on back. They got some great sticky buns here. I mean, these things are huge!
Yeah. Yeah,
we gotta get him to send us some.
That's no way to talk about your wife.
All right, we're going back to the. You know, you can't. No matter how hard
he
you try.
He goes anywhere. Is it?
I'd like to apologize in advance for just whatever Steve says for the rest of the show. Our next caller is Nick from Rochester, New York. Nick, how are you?
How are you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I've got a quick question here regarding SpyBot.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to let you know, but. I'm the brand new guy on this. It's very beginner, mm-hmm. beginner stages, and running XP. And I did run SpyBot, and I got three things came up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all in red. Follow me?
Yeah.
And when I clicked on them to get the more information.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know whether I want to remove them or not, because the description on all three reads, while removing this will stop works from phoning home, it may also stop the spell check in Outlook Express from working. And that scared me right there. So even though they're listed in the red, I really don't know whether I should remove these or not, because
you have Microsoft Works.
XP.
Yeah, but you have the Microsoft Works program for your word processor?
Yes, I believe I do, yeah.
Yeah. What you can do is ignore those three.
Mm-hmm.
If they're actually part of Microsoft Works, and if you have, in fact, got Microsoft Works installed, then you pretty much are stuck with leaving those there.
Why do they think they're spyware?
Well, they are spyware. They're some of those programs that send back information to Microsoft.
Every time you use the spell checker.
Yeah, partially, yes.
What it may have theoretically been intended to from the beginning is allowing the program to update the spelling checker with new lists of words.
Mm-hmm.
But likely some marketing company has gone beyond that initial purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So really, I'm afraid to say this, but you're pretty well stuck with just leaving them there.
Leaving them there, okay.
Or removing Microsoft Works and going to a different word processor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick up a great copy of Star Office 7 for a mere $70 down pretty much at any one of...
And it's fantastic. Very versatile.
But at any rate, if you want to keep those, if you want to keep using the spell checker and stuff, you're going to have to leave those files.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Okay.
Thanks.
Very good. Thanks for your help.
Thanks, Nick. Enjoy your machine.
Yes, thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Our next caller, Jim from Greece, New York. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
Gentlemen, I've got a three-year-old HP Pavilion computer. It's 800 megahertz.
Mm-hmm.
And my son's 16 years old and has been at it for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it came with Millennium, and it got upgraded with an XP upgrade.
Yep.
And between Kazaa and every other virus and vile thing that's on the net,
mm-hmm.
it kind of is now limping along.
Yeah, I bet it is. How much memory in it?
256 mega RAM.
You might want to take it up to, up to 512. Tell you what, if you can hang on, we got to go to the new, take a short news break, and we can get right back to you.
That's fine.
All right, hang on.
Thanks. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright PC. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Shelley, Nick Francesco, all of you, help me. On Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
AM.
Welcome back to America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Scheller on the board.
And you're listening to Soundbite. We have Jim still on the line from Greece. Jim, are you there?
Yes, gentlemen. Yes, I am.
And you've got a whole bunch of spyware and stuff on your machine.
Well, you know, we run Stinger. We've got MAGAVEE with automatic updates. A lot of all that you recommended has been in place.
Also, the Adaware and SpyBot?
Adaware, yes, not SpyBot, though.
See, here's the problem. Adaware is great. It finds everything on your drive, but it doesn't go deep into the registry. SpyBot doesn't go wide on your hard drive, but does go deep into the registry.
And you also have to update
both of them,
too.
Yeah.
Both of them have updates.
And as Dave started heading before we went to the news, more memory would also help.
256
is sort of the minimum.
That's bare minimum for an XP machine. You want to take it up to 512K.
Meg.
512 meg memory. Thank you. It's rough, like I said, doing the show late. But anyway,
even though Microsoft says 128 megs is the minimum to run.
Well, I can drive on the thruway doing 30 miles an hour. Yeah, I'll get to Buffalo, but I'll do it a lot faster.
Right.
But definitely, Kazaa is one of the biggest culprits.
And the problem is, if you keep running it, it'll keep downloading this. You have to uninstall Kazaa, too.
Understood. And we've even gone through the process of doing the uninstall with Kazaa and doing a lot of other cleaning up, you know.
And one of the things the Kazaa uninstaller does is it just uninstalls Kazaa. It doesn't uninstall the spyware it put in.
And it doesn't always uninstall Kazaa either,
completely.
By the way.
Right.
There is a program called Kazaa Be Gone that's out on the net. Of the hundreds of people I know who've run it, two of them had a problem.
Three.
You had one too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Three.
I can't track it down because I can't figure out where these people are getting a problem. But there are a couple of people having a problem here and there. But in general, it's a pretty good program.
Okay. Specifically, what's happened in the last 2.5 months has been intermittent operation of our USB interface.
Mm-hmm.
We have USB 1.1 that came on the machine,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and it's getting to the point where, like, we wanted to add a new optical mouse to the machine, and it's plug and play under XP, and it never even recognizes it. The same thing occurred when my son attempted to bought one of those joysticks for Microsoft Flight Simulator and plugged it in USB, wouldn't recognize the joystick at all. And then most recently and most disturbingly, we got an HP inkjet printer, a 970 that we've had since we used the computer.
All right, one thing you might want to do, just to interrupt you here for a second,
sure,
Jeff.
Sure, go ahead.
You went ahead and took this HP Pavilion and went from Windows to up to XP, correct?
Yes.
Did you go to the HP website? Since USB and all that is on the motherboard, look for any updates for the motherboard.
The BIOS in particular.
And that on the HP website.
We've done that. Because this was one of those, you know, CTOs, custom to order type, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we went back through the HP plugging in the model number that came with it.
Okay.
And downloaded the latest BIOS that came for it.
Okay.
We're at the point where we're believing, I think I want to do a lobotomy. I think I really want to actually, you know, go out and buy a full-blown Windows XP Home Edition and do a format and completely start right from ground zero.
Well, that version of XP upgrade will let you wipe the machine and put it on.
It will just ask you for your 98 disk to prove that you're able to do the upgrade.
Right, or your previous ME disk.
You won't have to actually install the previous version.
Yeah, it just wants to verify that you had something else.
However, you're really talking about two separate problems here.
Yeah.
One is the Kazaa, the spyware and stuff, and the other is an intermittent USB port. Now, it is possible that whatever USB port you're plugging these things into is not well.
Could be bad, yeah.
Sometimes the answer is hardware.
Yes, and I don't know how to test that.
Well, the other thing you could do is if you have a vacant slot is you could go out and purchase, and they're maybe $15-$20, is a USB 2 card.
Okay. I would gladly do that.
Put that in. Now you've got USB 2. It'll come with the USB 2 drivers. And things will run even faster.
Yeah, the trick is that, you know, you might have five USB ports on your computer, but if there's only one controller, then each of the five ports is really only one port.
Understood.
Some of the machines will do like two ports per controller. So if you plug into another controller, say on the front panel versus the rear panel, you might be plugging into a different USB controller and try to eliminate a hardware problem.
But you may not.
Problem.
Right.
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 That's correct. We did try flipping between the front panel access port and the rear on the PC, and it didn't help. So that's when I started thinking that we had done things to the registry, we'd done things to the BIOS that we really had.
You might even want to try SFC to see if maybe the
or you know what you know what you might want to do, Jim.
What's that?
It's the holidays.
Yeah.
There's some great deals out there. You know, you can
save money. We don't care if we spend it.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
what
yeah.
Jim can do is he can give this HP Pavilion to the kids. Say, have at it. If it gets messed up with viruses and everything else, hey, it's not my problem.
Right.
He's
a 16-year-old. He knows more about this stuff than you do.
He just keeps his own machine separate, threatens the kid within an inch of his life that if he touches the machine, he'll be grounded for life.
Right.
And you just have your own machine that you can do what you want. You and your wife can have at it.
But before you do that, I might suggest that USB port, Jim, okay?
I will do that. Thank
all right.
you.
Thank you very
much. I'm just trying
much.
To help with the local economy. You know,
it was nice.
There's
it
some
was
great
nice
deals out there.
There are. It's true. It's
these
very true.
The company is also selling PCs and Macs, so, you know.
Right.
But you have to be wary of too good a deal.
You know.
A lot of computers are becoming disposable. I hate to go back to the nice woman earlier that was just looking for an Internet appliance. You know, $199 is a great price for a computer. But if it breaks in a couple of months, you throw it away and buy a new one.
Ain't that great?
Yeah, right,
yeah.
Right, right. Before we get back to the phones, I want to talk for just a moment about some stuff that happens on our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you.
Someday we got to meet Francis.
We do.
We keep saying that.
I still have her email somewhere. We do a weekly poll. Last week's poll, 360 of you voted. I want to thank each and every one of you. That puts it at number 18 on the all-time hit list. And the poll was, have you been taken in by a virus hoax? 56% of you said never. 24% of you, being more honest, said, I hope not. And another 20% of you said yes. This week's poll is about video conferencing. And the question and the choices are doing it, want to do it, used to do it, no desire to do it, and and right now, as of this moment, 101 of you have voted in this poll. So far, 51% of you have no desire to do it, followed by 19% of you want to do it, 14% doing it, 8% used to do it, and another 8% saying, And if you are a, after you've put in your poll choice, please go over to my website, AskNick.com. That's AskNick.com. And enter your opinion. This week, the follow-up question is, what use would or do you have for video conferencing? So far, nobody's actually answered the question. Apparently, nobody reads. They just want to type, you know. It's just fine. But that's fine. And so we have that as well. So please join us on the website with
Where's that
stuff. That's at soundbites.org.
And where else can they go?
Soundbites?
No.
AskNick.com.
Yes.
That's at AskNick.com. And also
we are
on,
tired today.
We are also on our website. You can read about the Security Tango. Dave's got his basic PC configuration page and a bunch of tips. We have our own Soundbites calendar. If you are the person in charge of a calendar for your user group, drop me a note because we'll be glad to give you an account to update the calendar with your user group stuff. We also have our secretly recorded, I'm way behind on this because I've been so crazy busy, secretly recorded calls and movie posters and the logo saga, and of course we have the webcam up now. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Shallard, me, Nick Francesco, all of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
This Thursday morning at 8 a.m., RochesterForLess.com has more fantastic holiday gifts at half price. Like half-price gift certificates for Inspiration Designs, Rochester's premier women's clothing store on Monroe Avenue in Pittsburgh. For more than 10 years, Inspiration Designs has been the choice of Rochester's best-dressed women for work and play. A gift certificate for Inspiration Designs is sure to be the perfect fit and the perfect gift. So perfect, she may start wondering who kidnapped the real you. Log on to RochesterForLess.com. For details.
Time Warner Cable presents the music of Guys and Dolls to benefit 8 Rochester. 20 years of caring. Thursday, December 4th, 7 p.m. at the Eastman Theater. An unprecedented collaboration of Jiva Theater Center, the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra, and Rochester Opera Factory. Tickets on sale now at the RPO box office. Call 454-2100, online at rpo.org, or at any Wegmans video department.
Hi, this is Jeff Tyson, and I'd like to invite you to an incredible evening of music and song with the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra to do our benefit for AIDS Rochester. It's the great music of Guys and Dolls. You'll never hear it like this again, in concert with an orchestra, great singers and vocalists, and some great acting. This will be a night to remember. Please come and join us.
The music of Guys and Dolls to benefit AIDS Rochester. 20 years of caring. Thursday, December 4th at the Eastman Theater. Sponsored by Wegmans with support from Canandaigua National Bank, our news, and WHAM.
It's Christmas in November at the Red Osier Landmark Restaurant. Throughout November, with each $50 Red Osier Landmark gift certificate you order, you'll receive free a $20 Red Osier Landmark gift certificate, redeemable in January, February, or March 2004. Certain restrictions apply. What a great gift. Order a $50 Red Osier dinner certificate and receive a $20 gift certificate free. Call the Red Osier today to place your Christmas order toll-free, 1-888-343-6972 or redosier.com. Look for Red Osier Oven Roasted Beef at your favorite deli.
When you think of your home, deep and full of company.
If your windows are just a hole in the wall to let in the light, you're hemorrhaging heat. There's a sure and certain cure. It's CertainTeed from the Dan Fulmer Company. Beautiful CertainTeed solid vinyl replacement windows. Custom designed and custom made for your home. They're professionally installed by Dan Fulmer Craftsmen, then guaranteed weathertight to keep the cold out and the heat in. Last winter was brutal. Be ready this year with extraordinary CertainTeed windows. Then, to put a little wind in your winter, the Dan Fulmer Company offers a full 20% savings on every CertainTeed window installed in your home. 20% savings. It's a time-limited offer, so call now. 458-3900. 458-3900.
Dan Fulmer Company.
That's 458-3900.
Bill Klein here, and I want to tell you about Amon's Farm Market. It is the place to go for your holiday gift-giving and decorating. They're like a department store, a holiday department store, Amon's Farm Market. They're brimming with all sizes of poinsettias, gifts, and custom-made wreaths. Patty Amon does an incredible job at making these beautiful, florist-quality, custom-made wreaths. They will enhance your holiday decorating. She does them in any color scheme you want to, and she creates them around you. They are absolutely a fabulous item at a farm market price. Amon's Farm Market also has a great selection of really unique decorations and gifts. They have specialty beers. You can get a Christmas tree, too, at Amon's Market in just about any size you might be looking for. If you want a preview of all their merchandise, check out the website at amonsfarm.com. And if you want to visit Amon's Farm Market, they're on Eastridge Road in Irondequoit, right off of 590 next to Eastridge High School. And when you go to Amon's, tell them the Klein sent you. You won't be disappointed.
Time Warner Cable presents the music of Guys and Dolls to benefit 8 Rochester. 20 years of caring. Thursday, December 4th, 7 p.m. at the Eastman Theater. An unprecedented collaboration of Jiva Theater Center, the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra, and Rochester Opera Factory. Tickets on sale now at the RPO box office. Call 454-2100, online at rpo.org, or at any Wegman video department.
Hi, this is Jeff Tyson, and I'd like to invite you to an incredible evening of music and song at the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra and do our benefit for AIDS Rochester. It's the great music of Guys and Dolls. You'll never hear it like this again in concert with an orchestra, great singers and vocalists, and some great acting. This will be a night to remember. Please come and join us.
The music of Guys and Dolls to benefit AIDS Rochester. 20 years of caring. Thursday, December 4th at the Eastman Theater. Sponsored by Wegmans with support from Canandaigua National Bank, our news, and WHAM.
Listen to the Wham Morning News for the Good Samaritan Vehicle, a service of Monroe Muffler Break and Service, and News Radio 1180, WHAM.
This is Sound Bites on News Radio 1180, WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Scheller on the board.
And we're back with Sound Bites. We're talking to Bill from Honeyway, New York. Welcome, Bill. What's your question?
Well, guys, I signed up for the Adaware and the SpyBot and the Stinger.
Right.
Unfortunately, the Stinger says I'm supposed to get rid of my antivirus program and then reload it.
Only if it finds
one. It did.
Okay.
It did. Now.
Found the Quez?
The problem is, of course, is that when I bought this machine, it had it on it. I don't have a disk for it.
Now, what version, what did you have, McAfee or Norton?
Norton.
All right, 10 to 1 odds, what you had, how long ago was this?
It was Norton 2000, but the latest update was today.
Yeah, you might want to go out and buy Norton 2004.
Hmm. The problem
you'll get
is,
you'll get a full year's worth of updates anyways, which you're going to get nailed with. But you might be able to call Norton and tell them that you already got this product that came with it. Now, here's the trick.
There should be a reinstall disk somewhere.
It's usually buried on a lot of these machines that you got to go looking for it. But he wants a newer version anyways. So he can talk to them because right now both McAfee and Norton are going to be fighting for his business.
Yeah.
And since you've already got Norton, you tell him, you can call him, and you'll actually get a live person. Say, tell you what, can you send me the 2004 version as an upgrade? And they'll send you the CD or, do it over online. I'd rather have the CD just in case something does happen to my machine
right,
so I can reload it. but have them send you the CD, and you can probably get it a lot cheaper than if you went over to one of the superstores and bought it. So you get a break there because you're already a product, you know, owner of it, and you get another year's worth of free updates.
Now, I'm this was Norton 2000, and I've been getting updates all along.
Yeah, but that's 4 years old.
Okay.
The virus definitions are updated. The scanning engine isn't necessarily updated.
Now, when I do this, what do I have to do? Go back in and use Stinger again?
Yeah, uninstall the Norton.
Yeah.
Run Stinger. And then Stinger will look for any of the viruses. Most likely, if your Norton's not working correctly, it's probably the Klez virus, because Klez would sit there and disable both McAfee, ABG, and Norton.
And you may not know that they're not working right. They might appear to be working right,
right.
But
mm-hmm.
many of these viruses now will disable your antivirus.
Yeah, Stinger didn't find much, but...
It doesn't take much.
Yeah.
Okay, one virus will do.
Our suggestion is give the folks at Norton a call. It can't hurt to ask them.
Now, will I end up with a Stinger icon after this is all over, like I did with SpyBot and Adware?
You should already have one, whatever one you click when you run the program.
Well, I didn't. And
yeah,
I think
see,
it's because I didn't kill Norton.
Right. Download SpyBot and have them put it on your desktop. Download
Stinger.
It to your
okay.
or Stinger to your desktop. That way, once you're done with it, you can then delete the icon
right.
off your desktop, and then it'll get rid of it.
Well, as the newest member of the website for Ask Nick.
Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you so much, Bill.
I appreciate it. And, oh, by the way, I see a red door. I want it painted black.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's a good thing.
Thanks, Bill.
You know what?
You're
next
welcome.
What we're going to have to do, because that's one thing the wife and I have already talked about.
That red door's definitely got to go, but it ain't going to go this winter.
No, that's mm-hmm. right. But, yeah, we got to...
What song is that from, though?
Stones.
Yeah.
Rolling Stone.
That's right. We're back to the phones now, and we're talking to Marty. Marty from Penfield. Welcome, Marty. What's your question?
Hi, guys. This must be SpyBot night.
SpyBot night.
I have a SpyBot question also.
Yes?
I installed it maybe 6 months ago and ran it a couple times. Went to run it again the other day, and a funny thing happened. When I double-clicked on the icon, the only place it would show up would be in the taskbar. It wouldn't actually open up a window. So when I tried to open it up from the taskbar, all you'd see is this quick little flash of something going from the taskbar to the desktop, but not actually showing up on the desktop. In other words, it won't start.
You must have something that has specifically disabled it. You might need to download a new version.
Well, that's what I tried next. It was the last version, so I went to website, downloaded the newest version, hoping maybe it would overwrite any files that might have gotten screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And after I installed and ran it, the exact same thing happened. I run Windows XP, so when I hit Control-Alt-Delete, it would show that the program is trying to start, but wasn't starting, not responding, basically.
Right.
Okay. Couldn't even
sounds like it's in some way corrupted. What I think you should do is uninstall it, not install the new one over it.
Well, actually, I tried that initially. I went to add remove. I tried to uninstall it, and the exact same thing would happen. It would start to open up, end up in the taskbar, and nothing else could be done. I add remove wouldn't continue the process.
That's messed up there in the registry.
I also tried to use its own uninstall utility, and the exact same thing happened.
Yeah, there's something there messed up in the registry that it's not, it's buried in the registry that's not kicking it to let you uninstall it correctly.
You might try their website to see if they have a manual on it.
Yeah, manual removal.
You also might want to try it in safe mode to see if there's something preventing it from working.
Yeah,
try to start it up in safe mode?
Yeah.
Try to remove it in safe mode.
I'll try to remove it in safe mode.
And then even install it and run it in safe mode in case there is something in the background preventing it from working.
Did Adware find anything?
I didn't run Adware. I have it on the machine, but I didn't run.
I would try. One can cause the other. What I would do is try, if you got Adware on there, install, you know, set it up to install it, then go start it, have it go up to the web and check for any updates.
Okay.
Run that. That might get rid of some of your junk. Reboot the machine and try running SpyBot after you run Adware.
Okay.
All right? Then if not, you might have to look for a removal tool to get rid of SpyBot.
Have you heard of this problem before?
Yeah.
Have you? Oh.
Yeah. We've seen it before. And like I say, try that first. Let us know.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right?
Bye, guys.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Our next caller is Ed from Greece. Welcome, Ed. What's your question?
Hello, Nick.
Hi there, Ed.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're good. How are you?
Good. I got a little problem. I can't get into the Internet. I've got Windows 2000. Internet Explorer came home yesterday. It was in a hurry looking at the weather report, and a thing popped up on my screen saying found a pest. Well, I put in Pest Patrol from Zone Alarm about 2 weeks ago, and usually I look at things before I click on it. Well, this one I didn't. When I clicked on it, all of a sudden I lose everything. It says cannot find server, and I get the page cannot be displayed. So I'm wondering if I clicked on a virus or whatever. Now, the funny thing is I've got Rhapsody Music Service. That comes up. I can pull everything up on there. My daughter goes in on her email and instant messaging. Everything works there. But when I try to use the server, I can't bring anything up.
So it sounds like your internet is working, but it's your web browser.
Yeah, I also checked with Roadrunner, and they checked the went into DOS and checked some things out there, and that's working all right.
One thing you might want to look for, Ed, there's a program out there. I think it's called WinSock Fix. WinSock Fix. I believe you can find it probably on the PC World download, or do a search on Google. And sometimes
you can't because you can't get on the web.
No, his daughter can.
No, you can get on.
Well, she can only get
music.
All she can do is get on her instant messaging.
Mail and music.
And the email works all right.
What if you try a different browser? Do you have more than one browser on there?
No, I just have the Internet Explorer.
Let me suggest that you first try running the System File Checker.
System File Checker?
Yeah, open up a DOS window and type SFC, which is short for System File Checker.
I'm sorry, that's S what?
SFC, short for System File Checker.
Okay.
And hit Enter. And see if that,
give it more commands. You got to give, it'll tell you the command.
It'll tell you the commands to give.
Scan,
2000,
scan now.
Scan now. SFC space.
Forward slash
scan now, all one word. And that will search your hard drive to see if any system files, and Internet Explorer would fall under that. Because, you know, it's a system file. If any of those have been corrupted, and then it will replace them with known good copies, which means it may ask you for your Windows CD. But that might be your best place to start, because what it sounds to me like is that Internet Explorer has become corrupted, because you can still get on the net, you
right.
can't get Internet Explorer to run.
Mm-hmm.
Okie doke.
You could try, if you're familiar enough with the DOS prompt, you could try using FTP to download something like Netscape.
Yeah, I'm not that...
Yeah. Start there and let us know what happens.
Okay.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good day.
You too. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Scheller, Mina Francesco, and all of you on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
I come from a big family. Brothers, sisters, aunts and uncles, grandparents, and their grandparents. And in doing a little research, I discovered I needed some help.
Rosolution.
That's right. So I've been going through all the photos I have, and the ones I've been able to borrow from the rest of the family. Even those old sepia-toned beauties of relatives long gone, and birth notices and obits, trying to leap out a family tree. Get a picture of where we all come from and where we are now. And the folks at Rowe Photo Video and Audio, they've been great. They've been able to help me reproduce torn and faded bits of history and get a real family snapshot. The point is, we all have history, a family history, and we shouldn't let it slip away.
For photo, video, audio.
You'll find it all in a row.
Capture history at Rowe Photo Video and Audio, 1737 Mount Hope Avenue in Rowe on the Ridge, Buckman's Plaza in Greece.
I own a chain of spas. We offer mud baths, hydrotherapy, everything to de-stress our clients. So if we run into a cash flow problem, the last thing we want is to start stressing out ourselves.
Introducing the American Express Platinum Business Credit Card. It lets small business owners pay over time. There's no annual fee, plus you enjoy all the savings, services, and tools of OPEN, the Small Business Network. Apply now. Call 1-800-NOW-OPEN.
Paying over time? It's very calming.
Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Get this and get it straight. Crime is a sucker's road. Those who travel it wind up in the gutter, the prison, or the grave.
Private eyes, police detectives, amateur sleuths. The golden age of radio gave birth to some of our most memorable crime fighters. Experience the stories that made them famous in old-time radio's greatest detective. 20 hours of melodrama and mystery featuring the adventures of Sam Spade, Philip Marlowe, Dragnet, The Saint, and more. Call now to order. You'll get 40 episodes on cassette for just $29.95 plus shipping and handling. That's 50% off the regular price. CD also available. As a bonus, you'll also get 2 episodes of The Shadow. Free. Old Time Radio is great family entertainment for listeners of all ages and makes a perfect gift. Order now. For Old Time Radio's greatest detectives, call 800-921-7000. That's 800-921-7000.
Million Dollar Christmas, brought to you by Kohl's Department Stores. Visit us online at Kohl's.com. Kohl's, give happy, get happy.
Legal questions or comments? Then be sure to join me, Rochester attorney Frank Sigelski, for Answers for the Injured this Sunday night at 7 on 1180 WHAM.
Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Schaller, running the board.
And this is Soundbites. Our next caller is Nick from Buffalo. Hey, Nick.
Hi.
Nick, are you there?
Yeah.
Thought you fell asleep on us. What's up, Nick?
Well, hopefully you can save me from a lot of headbanging over here.
We were just playing some Kiss there.
There you go. We were just, last week I was surfing the net and probably downloaded some spyware. And that when I booted my computer up, my default page for Internet Explorer had changed. And when I typed in a web address, I got, instead of opening the page I was looking for, said opening page, ehttp.cc, ? With the backslash, and then my website. So I suspected some spyware, did a lot of research, found SpyBot, which located some changes in my registry under the HKey local machine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how I got there. But deleted that, and things seemed to be better, except that it seemed I couldn't access sites any longer that required cookies. And when I rebooted my computer, again, got back to the same problem.
Well, now, Nick, when you did all this, you did it by hand?
I'm sorry?
You corrected all these problems by hand?
Well, I went through SpyBot, and SpyBot said fix the problem.
Right.
And
well, but here's did you also run AdAware?
And then later on, I ran AdAware.
Want to do them one right after the other, because the problem is, and I generally run AdAware first and then SpyBot.
Okay.
Because AdAware will get rid of all the files on your hard drive, but it doesn't go deep into the registry. SpyBot doesn't barely touch anything on the hard drive, but goes deep into the registry.
Okay.
So what I tend to do is kill the product on the machine in a file first.
Okay.
Then I kill the product in the registry.
Or you keep reinfecting yourself.
Sure.
Or you keep reinfecting yourself.
But before you start either one of those programs up, both of them have a feature inside of them to check for updates.
Right.
And do that.
Okay.
And one of the almost annoying things that I've run into with AdAware, especially with the old version 5s and even some of the first version 6s, you click check for updates, it says no updates available. Then
right.
If you happen to notice, it says read, click here for more details, download the new version. So at some point, you have to download a completely new version of Adaware to get even newer updates.
Sure.
Version 6, build 181, is the current version.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, definitely try that in that order. Again, if you go to our website, soundbites.org, and look for the Security Tango, you'll see that that's the order we recommend.
Okay, I'll give that a try.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.
It really is. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's spyware week. It's just 90% of our questions have been.
Well, more and more folks are trying to do shopping and everything else. Online, and if, you know, with the holidays, if they can't be there, you know, emailing people and everything else.
We've actually seen a trend of shifting away from virus problems and into security problems and spy problems.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking earlier today when one of our callers said it was Spybot Week. Spybot Night, Marty from Penfield said that. I was thinking that, you know, back in the real old days, the problem was video.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became the checker, the
God in heaven help me.
Deep fraggers.
Mm-hmm. We got one show, like every single caller had the same exact problem.
Apparently nobody 10%.
Nobody listens. Right.
You
right.
Restart,
right.
And keep restarting.
And then for a long time it was certain viruses.
Yep.
And now we're seeing a trend towards spyware. And part of that is because now these people have always had a spyware, but now we're educating them that they have spyware. So, yeah, I understand that.
And they couldn't believe before. They just thought maybe it was the age of the machine.
I think it's Spybot that makes a distinction between malware, malicious spyware,
right,
and non-malicious spyware. Mm-hmm.
Right, yep. Right. Well, for example, if you download Eudora, and there's a free version and a pay version. The free version shows you some ads. And that's the trade-off.
The price you pay.
Well, the name of the file they put it in is AdCache, and that's a common name for the same thing in some of the spyware programs. So Adaware will flag it as spyware, but of course you just tell it, no, I really want Eudora, and I know why that's there. So you're right. Sometimes it's there on purpose, and you allow it, and sometimes it's sneaking in behind.
That's one thing we've got to make folks aware of, though, you know, in running these programs. Both Adaware and especially Spybot, is you've got to sit there and go through the list of things because there are some things that you might want to keep, just like that one gentleman with the Microsoft Works.
Right.
I mean, if you just go ahead and, you know, select it, delete them, and then a program doesn't work, you know.
Right, right. And you really need to read every screen.
And the problem is most people won't know what any of it means.
Right. Yeah. That is a problem. That is a problem. I don't know the answer to that specifically, but, well, you bring it to you guys. And
yeah.
You do it.
You delete it all, see what doesn't work, and then reinstall that.
Okay. We're going on to the next call now, which is Steve from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Steve. What's your question?
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good show.
Thank you.
Just a comment. Earlier you had a caller asking about backup software. In my travels, I came across a firm called Novasort out of California, and they have a tremendous backup program. You can use it on a network. You can use it on a workstation. I use a DLTV magazine, and it works fabulous. So your caller might want to take a look at that. You can download it. There's different versions. You can back up to a hard drive. It's just a phenomenal program.
Right. That's at Novastore.com, and Novastore is spelled Novastor.
Right. I've been using it for a number of years, and it's fantastic.
And they
I've had a failure with it.
They also sell data restore and data recovery services. If your hard drive fails, they might be able to
restore. But before you go on, Steve, folks, notice that it's Novastore has no E on the end. It's Novastore.com.
Steve's putting a link up now.
And the link will be on our website in just a few moments. Okay, Steve, what's your next question?
I talk about software that doesn't work. Every year about this time on the Internet, I give offers to buy Norton System Works. And on there is the Navigator and Norton Utilities and the whole nine yards. And I bought the antivirus version of 2003. I've got four different machines, and I'll be doggone if I can get that to work on any of them. And it's constantly coming up with an error. I've been fooling around with this for months. I've talked to Norton, and I just can't get it to work. Do you have any any chips on this at all. 2002 works fine.
Well, one of the big problems we've run into in a lot of those ads is that they're offering it for an incredibly cheap price.
Yep.
The retail price is like $130 for Norton System Works. And you get all these ads that are offering it for $20, $30, etc. What those usually are OEM copies that a computer company is supposed to include bundled with a new computer. And it is a violation.
For a specific computer.
For a specific model computer. And it's a violation of contract for them to sell it in any other way.
And more importantly, it may in fact be designed for a specific machine and won't run on another machine.
We've run into that a lot.
And it typically says OEM on it, or original equipment manufacturer, to be bundled with a new PC only.
I see.
But what are you running, Windows XP?
Well, actually, I don't have XP. I have Windows 2000, I have ME, I have Windows 98. I haven't, for some reason, I haven't migrated to XP just yet.
Well, Windows 2000, you know, the system works is more or less overkill anyway. Windows 2000 is pretty efficient, you know, in the way it handles files and everything else. Putting System Works on there is just additional strain on the resources of the machine.
And what we're also seeing in a lot of the newer versions of 2004 of
that's been a bearer installing it on some machines.
They're also dropping support for older OSs. It will not run under 95 anymore. It may not run under 98 Prime. Eventually, they're going to stop running under 98 SE. And some of that's a marketing decision. Some of it's a business decision. You know, how old a machine are we going to have to support? And how many new features can we add that still run on something so old? So you have to be real careful on your system requirements.
Right. The caveat to that also is that I realized I had a problem with that that CD, and I downloaded 2003 for Norton on a trial. I had the same problem. I also had a problem with McAfee. I couldn't get those to run, the newer version. So I don't know if I've got something going on with my network or what.
You may just need to have an older version.
You may also have a virus.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of viruses that will shut down or prevent you from installing an antivirus program.
Try running Stinger.
Yeah, our suggestion is to run Stinger.
Okay, I'll give that a shot.
And you can reroute that on our Tango Security page. There's a link there. Okie doke.
Very good. Keep up the good work. It's a great show.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Shallon, me, Nick Francesco on the greatest computer show in the known universe. Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.
It's the Rochester Christmas Classic Arts and Crafts Show at the Dome Arena in Henrietta this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. each day. Over 150 award-winning juried artists and craftsmen will offer superior American handmade crafts. Choose from special holiday decor in wood and florals. Accent your home with traditional, contemporary, or country and folk designs. Add elegance with beautiful frame prints and breathtaking original art. Choose outstanding art glass and pottery for your home for that special gift. The Christmas Classic Arts and Crafts Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dome Arena is the perfect place to start your Christmas shopping. Gift ideas abound in booths filled with jewelry, clothing, household decor, toys, and much more. All at prices and quality that will make your eyes sparkle with the season. Bring a friend and don't miss the Rochester Christmas Classic Arts and Crafts Show at the Dome Arena this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Admission is just $3.50.
What do you get when you create a great big Broadway show about a couple of guys who set out to produce the worst musical in theater history? Well, if you do it right, you get The Producers, the new Mel Brooks musical and winner of more Tony Awards than any show in Broadway history. USA Today calls it simply the funniest thing ever on a stage. This record-breaking Broadway show is now Toronto's newest smash hit. Toronto is the perfect city in which to enjoy The Producers. Chic and cosmopolitan, Toronto has outstanding shopping, great dining, sizzling nightlife, and exciting attractions. And our theater, museum, and gallery experiences are unrivaled. So come to Toronto and see The Producers, on stage now at Toronto's Cannon Theater. For information, call 1-800-775-4379 or go online at Mirbish.com. And when you book, ask about our theater and hotel packages. Visit Toronto, Ontario, where there's more to discover.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Friends are those special people you can count on when you need them most. just like the people at the Friendly Home. The most unique thing about the Friendly Home is the atmosphere. It is friendly. People are genuine, and we do care about our members.
The most unique thing about the Friendly Home is the word friendly.
I treat every member the way that I would want myself or a family member to be treated.
So whenever a family member says to me, thank you for taking care of my mother, my father, I say, I had somebody who did the same thing for me.
I work at the Friendly Home because I care. The most important thing is knowing that when I leave at the end of the day, I have made a difference in somebody's life.
For over 150 years, the Friendly Home has been serving the needs of older adults in the Rochester community. The Friendly Home provides compassionate quality nursing care and rehabilitative services. Call 381-1600 to learn more or arrange for a personal tour or visit us online at friendlyhome.org. The Friendly Home, because friends care.
For great savings every day, you've got to go to Wilson Farms and Sugar Creek. This week, get extra big savings on extra large grade A farm fresh eggs. Just 99 cents a dozen. Wilson Farms and Sugar Creek, your price right neighborhood food stores.
Closing in on 10 consecutive years of broadcasting, it's the Brenna and Brenna Law Forum this Sunday morning at 8 on 1180 WHAM.
Guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
He got that right. This is Soundbites.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Frank Scheller.
And we're back with more stuff. I think we'll just go to the phones now and talk to Warren from Penfield. Welcome, Warren. What's your question?
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Great. And I do believe you know something else other than computers, but that's
thank
all right.
You.
My Windows 98 SE computer gave me some problems. It get blue screens, and I put the startup disk in and downloaded the 98 disk, you know, the SE disk. And I keep getting invalid VXT dynamic link call from enable 04 and plus 5 zeros and EE6 to device 000B service 2, and then it goes on from there with others. And
this is when you're trying to reinstall 98 SE?
Yes. Because it wouldn't come up. I mean,
so you go right out to a DOS prompt and you go to the CD drive and run the CD right off of the reinstall right off the CD?
Yes.
I've seen this on a few machines. We actually had one in this week. What we ended up doing is removing all the cards except the video card. Remove the sound card, remove the modem card, remove anything else. Let Windows install with the basic drivers. What we were figuring is happening is it's trying to load all these third-party drivers at the same time in addition to the Windows drivers. So we just started with one the raw video card and put the cards back in one by one.
It's not an HP or Compaq or any of those, is it?
No, it's one that you updated a couple of years ago, and I brought it in a little while ago, and CDRW wasn't working, but I got to download this disk with it, this 98SC. It worked fine. Of course, it took 2 hours, but...
All right, one other thing you might
want... You downloaded a copy of Windows 98 SE?
Well, I put the disk in for the 98.
You installed it off the CD.
Off the CD.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Download means you copy off the internet.
Right. Oh, no,
yeah,
I'm
beg
sorry.
Pardon. I got confused. One thing you might want to try, Warren, believe it or not, this sometimes works also, is if you can get to the CD-ROM drive. You know, if you've got a boot floppy and it'll load the CD-ROM drivers,
right.
It allows you to get to the CD-ROM disk where your Windows 98 is.
Right.
Do a CD / Windows 98. Hit enter. So you're in the Windows 98 folder.
It might be Win98, not Windows 98.
Right, Win98. You're right. And go into that folder, Win98. Hit enter and type startup from there. Believe it or not, or setup. There's two different setups. There's one out at the root directory and one inside Win98.
Oh.
Try running the one from within the Windows 98 folder.
Okay.
It makes a difference. There's a difference in the file size. I don't know why, but it works.
Give it a shot and let us know.
Okie doke. Thanks. Tim, we've got a minute or so left. What's your question?
Yes, I'm currently running Windows XP, and my problem is I had some problems with this Hewlett-Packard computer that I had, and what we ended up doing was my repair technician had to remove everything from the computer, start with a brand new copy of Windows XP, and so now I'm not running with any HP components in there right now. And the Windows Media Player, in order to run any DVDs using that, is looking for a decoder.
Right, you're going to have to go up to the HP website and download all the drivers for that particular brand of HP.
And for that particular DVD player, there should be a set of drivers.
And video and drivers.
Somewhere you should have the WinDVX or whatever it's called software that came with that machine. And I'm afraid we're done for another. I'm sorry you're going to have to do that, Tim. That's the way that works. We're done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Scheller. Apologize to everybody to whom we did not get. I want to thank everybody who called in. We will see you next week at some time or another on Soundbites on 1180.
Check our website for details.
Check the website for details. I'll have that up soon. Thanks, and we'll see you all next week.
I have been running. I just wanted to, kind of hit you with this because I'm curious about it. I've been running Firebird now for a while, and ever since I started running Firebird, whenever I run SpyBot or Adaware, I never find any problems.
Right.
Why is that?
Firebird doesn't download any of that stuff.
Wow.
By default, it doesn't. I use Firebird all the time.
That is because in other words, that's real. What I'm seeing there with SpyBot and Adaware is real. I really don't have that stuff on my computer anymore.
No, you'll find it's much less.
But if you miss it, you can always run Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
And get it.
And get stuff.
We're not telling you shouldn't have that stuff.
It's the vulnerabilities in Internet Explorer.
I mean, if it's really that lonely and cold down there in Pennsylvania, and you got to do something during the evening, run Internet Explorer and you'll get some.
Guys, you're talking to me. Hey, thanks a lot for your help.
Thanks a lot, David. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Peggy from Irondequoit. Welcome, Peggy. What's your question?
I have a little compact home Internet appliance that the kids gave to me for Christmas 3 years ago. And I love it. It's just what I need. I can search the Internet. I can email my kids, and they can email me. But I had a letter from Microsoft about a month and a half ago saying that it was no longer going to be serviced. And they gave me a couple of options. I don't like either one. One was to hook something up to my TV. My TV's in the living room, and I don't want this in my living room. The other option was, I can't even remember, but I had to have a computer to have it. I don't want a computer. I love what I have.
Well, it is a computer. It's just a highly specialized computer.
Well, can't do anything on it except search the Internet and email. That's it.
Which you could do with any general purpose computer and just not run anything else.
Oh, but isn't that a lot more expensive?
No.
Well, it can be. I mean, it certainly can be. It doesn't have to be.
I have no use to. I don't want to do anything else. I'd just love to do what the little bit I do with this machine.
Right.
And I just wondered if there was anything that was going to replace this, because they apparently are not going to come up with anything. They gave me these other two options, and I don't want either one of them.
There are a couple of things out on the market now called mail stations. But I don't think they do any web browsing.
No, they don't, because I have a friend that has one, and they don't.
Yeah,
right.
And I
there are a couple of companies that are talking about bringing out a home appliance.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading about them yesterday because you can get these not just in a Windows product, but also in a Linux product. And since Linux is free, it makes the software so much cheaper that you can put out a higher-end machine for a lower cost, and so they're looking at doing this. But
you can get a basic Windows Linux machine at Walmart for $199.
Right.
How do you spell that? Linux?
Linux.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, for example, at Walmart, you can get a Windows machine for under
$200. Oh, great.
There, I don't know of anything that meets your criteria right at the moment. I know that they're being worked on.
She might just want to even look at a used machine.
The one option they gave you was probably for the web TV service.
It was.
Plugs into your television.
Yeah, and I only have the TV in the living room, and I don't want to have this in there.
Well, you can get a $50 TV and put it next to your web TV appliance wherever you want it to be.
All right.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's what my son suggested, but I just wondered if there was something on the market like this.
No, you're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the other hand, they're saying they're not going to service it any longer. Does that mean you can't get mail?
Right.
They
said I thought they said something like for the next 3 months they'll give me a credit instead of charging it on my Visa.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed this month it wasn't a credit. I was charged.
Yeah.
Maybe I read the timing wrong. Maybe it was January, February, March or something like that.
Yeah, or they'll give you a credit if you subscribe to their new service.
I see.
Was this one of the Compaq iPaq systems?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, not iPaq. Compaq. It was called Compaq Home Internet Appliance.
Well, that's what the iPaq brand name is.
Well, I think it is now, because isn't that Hewlett-Packard and this
When HP and Compaq merged, iPaq is one of their brands for internet appliances.
The iPaq is from HP. The iPaq is a handheld, a PDA.
Right.
No. The Compaq IPAQ, Home Internet Appliance. It's a monitor, keyboard, trackball.
Well, maybe
that's not in the... Well, now, you got this message from Microsoft.
Right.
What they're saying is they're not going to give you...
Service.
What does Compaq have to say about this? HP?
I cannot get through to them. I've tried and tried and tried, and I talked to machines, and I gave up. I thought you might have a quick little answer for me.
I wish we did. I truly wish we did, but I haven't seen much about this. We'll look into it, but I can't give you a promise.
Okay.
As to what we're going to end up with, Peggy. I'm sorry.
All right. Thanks for your help.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okie doke. Our next caller is Henry from Brighton. Welcome, Henry. What's your question?
Hi. First, let me deal with your trivia question.
Sure.
Okay. I think you were talking about booting and... I think it refers to pulling yourself up by your bootstraps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
all right.
And you know,
we have a wiener.
We already have a wiener. Sure. Back in the old days, computer operators had to run a program called the bootstrap loader. This did everything that PCs now automatically do at startup. And the process was known as bootstrapping, and it was eventually shortened inevitably to booting.
Yep.
Very nice. Stay on the line and...
But he may have a question.
Well, yeah, but just before I forget, to remind you, when we're done talking, stay on the line and Craig will take your vital statistics.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks.
Here's my question. I'm setting up a wireless networking among two computers that I have. I'll be connecting through DSL. And just wondering whether I should... I've currently got ME, and I want to upgrade to XP. Should I get the Pro version, or can I stay with the home?
Home.
Yeah, the big difference in the Pro version is it lets you connect to a Microsoft server.
Yeah.
Server 2000, Server 2003, etc.
And you're just doing a small home peer-to-peer network.
Right.
You really don't need the Pro
it's
version.
It's overkill.
And even if I want to connect in through to work... I do have...
if you want to log into a Microsoft server somewhere, then you must have the Pro version.
Is work going to let you do that, or are they using a VPN?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Talk to them ahead of time. You still may not need the Pro version.
And you'd only need it on that one machine to get into work. The other still could be Windows XP Home.
Right.
Great. All right, well, thanks.
Thank you very much. Let's hear it for Henry, who is the winner of our trivia and takes home Serverware Corporation's kindly donated copy of Star Office 7, full office suite. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Shalit, me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Once again, this year, you have made News Radio 1180 WHAM Rochester's most listened to radio station. So, Wham wants to thank you by giving you a chance to win $1,000 to $50,000. When we tell you, be the 50th nationwide caller to 1-866-525-WINS. 1-866-525-9467 to win more cash. Your chance to win could happen at any time. So listen all day to News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Time Warner Cable presents the music of Guys and Dolls to benefit 8 Rochester. 20 years of caring. Thursday, December 4th, 7 p.m. at the Eastman Theater. An unprecedented collaboration of Jiva Theater Center, the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra, and Rochester Opera Factory. Tickets on sale now at the RPO box office. Call 454-2100, online at rpo.org, or at any Wegman Video Department.
Hi, this is Jeff Tyson, and I'd like to invite you to an incredible evening of music and song with the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra to do our benefit for AIDS Rochester. It's the great music of Guys and Dolls. You'll never hear it like this again, in concert with an orchestra, great singers and vocalists, and some great acting. This will be a night to remember. Please come and join us.
The music of Guys and Dolls to benefit AIDS Rochester. 20 years of caring. Thursday, December 4th at the Eastman Theater. Sponsored by Wegmans with support from Canandaigua National Bank, R News, and WHAM.
Right now, it's show.